Welcome to The Roar, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Bachawana First Nation and Katagan Sibi Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Hi, my name is Heather Vimero, and I'm the Manager of Student Success. And today on The Roar, we are going to talk about International Women's Day. It was celebrated on Friday, March the 8th, and it was so exciting to see and read and learn about so many amazing women that work across the college. They were nominated by colleagues, by students, and so many wonderful messages to empower each other, to celebrate each other. Women and girls across the world stood together on International Women's Day to know that, you know, there's great things each of us can do in big ways and in small ways. And just knowing that, you know, we work in an education institution where we celebrate each other, we recognize the work each other does, we are strong leaders, we are hard workers, great innovators, we are wonderful people, and it's just so exciting to have noticed so many that were recognized and celebrated, and that we came together on International Women's Day to make it a special day here at Sioux College. And so today we're going to hear from some of those people, some of those women, and hear what their experience was in maybe reading, what someone else had to say about them, and then what it meant to them, what they would tell their self if they were, you know, younger, what they know now. Because as you know, times change and things evolve, and we have certainly come a long way. So it'll be really interesting to hear what other women have to say about some of these things. And yeah, if you're listening, I hope that you had a wonderful International Women's Day, that you took some time to do something for yourself, to celebrate in some way, whether it was treating yourself to something or doing something nice for yourself. Just know that we appreciate you. And we hope you enjoy this episode.
Marie Claire, you were recognized for International Women's Day. And what would you tell 19-year-old self that you know now you wish you knew then?
Wow, 19-year-old self. I would, if I could speak to 19-year-old Claire, Marie Claire, I would tell her that with every new bump in the road, there's a teachable moment. It's important to reflect, but it's also important not to hang on, hold grudges, reflect and move on. And this is how you learn. As when we're young, you know, you hear, they'll learn their lesson. Well, you really will learn many lessons along the way. Just as when we are younger, we are champions of resilience. I would say it's important to maintain a resilient mind frame, because things will happen that are out of your control. Maybe it's, you know, we learned that very well during COVID. Many people lost their jobs. We lost a lot of our lifestyle, our current lifestyle, right? It was a new shift of mind, learning new things. So I think, I don't know that I would change anything, any choices that I made, because they led me to where I am today. So I would just say, maintain being resilient, learn from things that are maybe put on your plate that you have not planned for, and just continue with an optimistic, positive mind.
Tina, you were recognized for International Women's Day, so now I would like to know, what would you tell 19-year-old Tanya?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think the most important thing I would want to tell myself was, you're good. You're a good person. And quiet that inner voice that you talk or that talks to you all the time and gives you all that negative information. So really learn to be kind to yourself. And if you're not going to say something to somebody else, don't ever use those words at yourself. Be really kind and take care of yourself first.
Jess, you were recognized on International Women's Day. What would you tell 19-year-old Jess that you know now you didn't know back then?
Sometimes the path you're on changes, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's just important to embrace it and see where the change takes you.
Bobby, you were recognized for International Women's Day. What would you tell 19-year-old Bobby that you know now and you didn't know back then?
Hang in there. It gets better.
Rhonda, you were recognized for International Women's Day. Congratulations. I wanted to ask you, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
To me, International Women's Day means celebrating these wonderful women in my life, supporting each other, uplifting each other, empowering each other. There's nothing like a tribe of women around you to make you feel amazing. And that's what that means to me.
Sasha, you are recognized for International Women's Day, so congratulations. I wanted to ask you, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
I think International Women's Day means to me being recognized for things that we do every day. It's part of our everyday life. And, you know, normally nobody bats an eye at it, but it's nice to have the recognition of something that, you know, you don't really think is anything to be recognized for. And it's great to see all the great women being recognized. And yeah, it's really nice.
Catherine, you were recognized for International Women's Day. Congratulations. What does International Women's Day mean to you?
To me, International Women's Day just provides us a chance to recognize the women in our lives. Because I think oftentimes we take them for granted. And, you know, we expect a lot of them. So it just gives us the chance to show how much we value the women in our lives and appreciate all that they do for us. Because a lot of the time, you know, women have gone unacknowledged in history for all that they have done behind the scenes. And that's what it means to me.
Tiff, you are recognized for International Women's Day. Congratulations. So I wanted to ask you, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
International Women's Day is a celebration of women, but it is also a day of defiance. It's a defiance against gender inequality, discrimination, and injustice. It's a time to protest against systemic barriers that women face, such as employment, education, healthcare, and politics. And it's an opportunity to raise awareness about ongoing issues like gender-based violence, unequal pay, lack of reproductive rights, and limited representation in leadership positions. It is a reminder that the fight for gender equality is far from over and that the collective action is necessary to challenge and dismantle patriarchal structures and norms. However, I think it is also a day of celebration in honoring the achievements and contributions and resilience of women around the world. It's a time to recognize and applaud the progress that has been made in advancing women's rights and empowerment. It's a moment to express gratitude for trailblazers and activists who have paved the way for gender equality and to inspire future generations of women to continue the fight for justice and equality.
Bella, you were one of the women recognized on International Women's Day here at the college. So what does International Women's Day mean to you?
International Women's Day, for me, is I remind of the history all the time. All the women that die in the fire warehouse just because they were looking for more right to vote. Think something simple. And it's still 2024 and women are still fighting for basic rights. So that's why Women's Day is very important to me, and I always try to remind of the story of those women that fight for us.
Congratulations on being one of the women recognized for International Women's Day here at the college, Sasha. So now I want to ask you, what advice would you give to 19-year-old Sasha?
I want to thank the people that put me forward, because that's really cool. I'm very humbled by that. What would I tell 19-year-old Sasha? I was thinking about this when you first mentioned it, and I was going to be like very glib and be like, don't party so much, but no. I would probably tell myself to be more deliberate about the memories that I'm making and say yes to more of the experiences, go on a few more adventures, and not worry so much because it all kind of works its way out in the end. I'm telling you, well, I'm looking at you because you're right there. It's weird to just sort of hold this and be like, yo!
Just
I tell everybody that. Be deliberate about your life, you know? And it's hard because we get wrapped up. But when I was 19, I was like, and I think 19 is such an age of change, right? Because you've left high school, you're going out into the world on your own. And I was, I think, grieving the change, the loss of high school, and then going into undergrad, being so like overwhelmed by what's going to happen? Where's my future going to go? What am I going to do? And instead of getting more involved and taking that, being part of that club that I wanted to be part of, like I wish I had done the fencing club and been more involved in that because I'm a nerd and that would have been really cool being in fencing, but I wanted to be cooler, so for some reason I went to hip-hop dance and was terrible at it, but my roommates wanted to go. So what I'm trying to say is be your own person, and like I would have told myself that who I was and who I am is totally fine and that people will either like me or not like me and it doesn't matter. Hence the now big tattoos and purple hair, because this is who I am. But, you know, back then, what was that? How old was, what year was that? Oh, God. That was 20 odd years ago. I'm not going to age myself completely. But, yeah, I would tell myself to be more deliberate about the memories I'm making and be less of a go with the flow, and go with the crowd, like be less of go with the crowd and more of go with what you're interested in. So yeah, that that's what I would tell 19-year-old me, and maybe drink a little less, party a little less. I don't know, those were fun memories though. So
Jordan, congratulations on being recognized on International Women's Day. Thank you. I wanted to ask you, what would you tell your 19-year-old self if you could tell them something you know now but you didn't know then?
I would tell them that all the work is worth it. All the effort is worth it. And to like the things that you like and don't let anyone tell you that you can't.
Laura, you are one of the women recognized for International Women's Day here at the college. Congratulations. I wanted to ask you then, what would you tell your 19-year-old self if you could tell them something you know now but didn't know back then?
Hi, Larissa. First of all, thank you very much. It was really lovely to be recognized. My colleague Amanda did that for me, and what she wrote was really, really sweet and really nice. Something I would tell my 19-year-old self, I think it would just be, A, you can do it. You can get through hard things and do hard things even though you don't think you can and you think they're overwhelming and really hard. And also to just be a little bit more gentle with myself, to not be quite so hard on myself, to realize that you can have good days and bad days, you can succeed, you can fail, and the world's not going to end. And also that I am incredibly fortunate to have an amazing family and great friends around me that support me, and that is something that I've learned along the way has given me the strength to try new things, to move halfway across the country all by myself, to do things I would have never thought I could do because I knew I had them. So to be more grateful for my family, to be more kind and patient with myself, and to realize I'm tougher than I think.
Maureen, congratulations on being recognized for International Women's Day. Now tell me, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
Thank you so much, Larissa. In fact, I was really surprised when I saw my name on the board and to get that message to say, hey, send your picture, you've been recognized. But what International Women's Day really means to me is the fact that we get to celebrate women all over the world. And the theme for this year that talks about accelerating progress, it's such an important time to have women all over the world recognize the strength that we all bring together and how we can support each other. And I love the hashtag that talks about inspiring inclusion. And right here on college and on the campus here, I see how women are taking deliberate steps to have every other voices in the room. And it warms my heart so much to see this happen. So happy International Women's Day to everyone on campus and across the world, wherever you may be listening to this podcast from. Please make sure that in the spaces that you occupy, you're being intentional about bringing young voices and that there's a succession as to how we do this. Thank you.
Kayla, you started with the initiative this year of having people in the college recognize women here at the college. What inspired you to do that?
So I organized this event to offer people within our college community a platform to recognize women and to share what it is about that individual that stands out to them. As you likely know, our campus is made up of a number of fantastic women that all deserve to be recognized. Lastly, I would say that organizing events like this can help build a sense of community and solidarity among women and allies, which of course fosters support networks and collaboration, which, you know, if we all join together and band together, what a world we will have.
Roar!